You know, I wasn't going to do a podcast today, but I thought, you know, I have evil thoughts. It's the 6th of April, and after we did yesterday's podcast, I was happy with it. But I thought, you know what? In order to really ride this wave of interesting stuff, you got to go do it again, Joe. So I'm doing it. And today I want to talk about a couple things that I think you need to know to protect yourself. You know, to have an idea about what is truly happening in the world. And yesterday's podcast, we talked about President Trump in the Rose Garden, and he was speaking with the president, or actually the king, his majesty of Jordan, that would be King Abdullah. And I played you some audio yesterday, and I'm going to do it again today. I'm not going to play you that stupid Chris Matthews stuff that we played yesterday. No, that's not important today. But I do want to revisit a question that was put to President Trump yesterday in the Rose Garden by an AP reporter, and I want to go back to that because I want to think. I've been thinking about it overnight. This is very important, and what I think is going on, I am not convinced, and I don't think you should be either, and I think you should be very suspicious when you hear the media go crazy on a gas attack, whether it's, you know, sarin gas. This is what we hear. And you saw those awful pictures of those poor people, and they're being hosed down on the back of trucks and all kinds of awful things. There's no, I can't imagine that. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm about to say. It's a terrible thing. I think, though, you need to be very, very suspicious, very, very careful, because the way the media plays it, And it really jumped out at me, and I should have been talking about this yesterday. This is why I'm doing the podcast here. Whenever the media says, okay, this is it. You know, it's time to get it on now. Now we have to go to war because he used gas. You see that? You see that? You may want to get the kids out of the room because we're going to really show you something bad now. Right? Because all of you, and I'm honest about it, we become slightly, immune, slightly desensitized to people fighting around the world. It's like, all right, whatever. All right. You know, I got to get to work today. Did I pay my visa bill? Where's the cat? We got to feed them. We got to do these things. And like, I know you're having a rough day and it's a horrible thing, but all right. Every day. And then there's a gas attack. Okay. Then there's a gas attack and all bets are now off. And the way it was presented to us was that the president of Syria, that Bashar al-Assad, President Assad, ordered a gas attack. And that means he's got to go now. Now we got to go to war. This is it. Now we really got to jump in. You get your Senator McCain and everybody in the media totally on board with this. We got to get it on. I'm not sure that's what it's all about. Let me play you this audio from Trump yesterday. Here's the reporter with the setup, all right? And now that we're beginning to step back and wonder who did what to whom here, are we being manipulated? Let's listen to this audio from yesterday with that in mind. It gives me a totally different perspective, and I think it's an important one that you should have. So let's listen.
You've condemned the chemical attacks in Syria, but you also appeared in your statement yesterday to pin some of the blame on the Obama administration. You're the president now. Do you feel like you bear responsibility for responding to the chemical attacks? And does the chemical attack cross a red line for you?
All right. Now, what Trump is about to do is to start to bullshit. And that's what he's doing. He's going to tell you the history of Obama's feckless foreign policy and this and that. And that's, you know what, I think that was a smart thing for him to do. But listen to the setup for the question, right? This is exactly what I was talking about. The media is saying, okay, now you're going to have to act, right? Now you're going to have to do something because this is a chemical attack, right? Now you have to do something, right? Because this is chemical attack. You have to do something. And here is Trump, and he just kind of kicks the can down the road. I think it's a smart thing because I think they're trying to goad him into a war in Syria. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But here's Trump's response.
Well, I think the Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world.
All right, let me stop him there for a second. Right, and what he's saying is, you know, I got that fat, weird guy in North Korea that's trying to push my buttons now and all that because we had such a feckless foreign policy. Trump is right about that. It's bullshit. He's not answering the question, and I don't think he should, especially for this lady. But Trump is saying, look, we had a feckless foreign policy, and it didn't work. Let's finish up the audio, and then I'll tell you why we should be suspicious of this chemical gas attack.
Because it was a blank threat. Mm. I think it was something that was not one of our better days as a country. So I do feel that, Julie. I feel it very strongly.
All right. So he blew it off. Right. You know, what are you going to do? And Trump did not answer it. And I think he's very smart. He condemned it, which I thought was very smart. He had to do that. Let me ask you, here's the question. It was presented to you and me that it was the president of Syria who launched this awful, heinous attack, and now, of course, he has to go. Why would he do that at a time when ISIS and the caliphate is on its way out? It appears that the president of Syria has survived this wholesale takedown of the northwest area of his country. I started thinking about it yesterday afternoon. I was in the car with my kid, and he's kind of a young geopolitical kind of guy. You know, and I've been talking to him saying, well, you know, Assad was probably like that guy that used to run Afghanistan. You know, he was running Kabul, the city, but outside of that, it was anybody's game. And it looks like Assad, he might have been running Damascus in the southern part of the country, which, by the way, borders Jordan, which makes it even more interesting that the king of Jordan was with the president yesterday. They share a big border. And then with Syria, you've got that Iraq border where the caliphate resides in the northern eastern area of Syria. Why would Assad, here's the thing, I'm going to make this point now again, why would Assad really piss off the West by doing a chemical weapons strike when it appears the caliphate is on its way out? It's collapsing. He's won. Why would he deliberately use chemical weapons? The phrase is called false flag. I mean, if you haven't heard it, and normally I'm not really a conspiracy kind of guy, but I'm just saying that I don't know this, but you should really be suspicious about being manipulated by the mainstream media. We don't know. I'm sorry, but we don't know who used the gas. The assumption was it's Assad. Oh, that means he's got to go, right? That's that bright red line this lady's talking about, right?
You've condemned the chemical attack.
That lady, and that, because she represents the media. Well, now you have to do something, and of course it's about Assad. Notice that Trump didn't say what he was going to do. You got to wonder whether or not you got the McCain and the warmongers and all these people are ready to jump. They want to go to war for some reason. And again, I don't want to sound too cynical, and I don't want to sound like I'm total conspiracy crazy man. I've seen a lot of my friends go off the deep end on conspiracy theories, but you really have to wonder about whether or not you're being manipulated. Just watching CNN pull this emotional thing about how awful all this is. It was just a week ago, and this is what weirds me out. It was just a week ago that CNN was running that series they did over the weekend called Behind the Mask. And I talked about this in a preceding podcast where I was shocked that they had some reporter, Claudia somebody, I thought, I don't know, I'm sorry I forgot her name. It's been less than a week and it's somebody, whatever, some reporter on CNN. And I think she was in Brussels or something. They rented some cheap hotel room, and they interviewed some ISIS guy who was in Belgium. He was born in Belgium. He went to Syria to fight with ISIS. And as I just said, you know, it's not a good time to be with ISIS right now because it looks like it's over. The caliphate's not going to happen. And he went back to Belgium, and she interviewed him, and he was talking about how he didn't really kill anybody, but, you know, all his friends, he had friends that did, and he supports them, because when they tell you to cut somebody's head off, you know, that's what you got to do. And it really weirded me out that this lady was kind of enamored with this guy in a way. You know, she was fascinated by this ISIS guy. He's 24 years old, and he wears a hoodie just like everybody else, and I couldn't believe how normal he looked. You know, how willing they are to overlook the horrible things that ISIS people do. And then CNN turns on a dime, you know, within a week. I mean, the whole Russia subway explosion on Monday didn't even really cut through the, you know, the our insensitivity to all this violence after a while. You just get numb to it. You know, that wasn't enough, you know. But CNN turns on a dime, and within a week, they're like, okay, well, this is serious. When they were willing to almost fall in love with some guy because he wears a hoodie, it was just, it's just weird. It's like, what's that about? What is that? That's very strong manipulation. What is that? And then I want to layer on top of this. Again, I don't want to tell you, I know the answer, but I'm saying you should be suspicious. Can you hear this airplane going overhead? I've got all the doors and windows in the studio open. Can you hear it? That's the CIA. I want to layer over the top of this, all this manipulation in the media, of the intel drama going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And Susan Rice, who is in the middle of all of this, and Rice was Obama's national security advisor, and she's on the hook because she said a bunch of crazy things, and she also had that Benghazi thing, which was a big mistake, but I want to call your attention to it. When Benghazi happened, I wasn't paying much attention, and I'm not really sure whether Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, the administration in general, were at fault. Maybe they could have done something. Maybe they could have acted quicker. Maybe they could have done a lot of things. Maybe they should have. I'm just saying, I don't know that, but one thing I do know is they sent Susan Rice out to lie her ass off and try to blame it on some video, which was stupid. On the day she did those five Sunday shows, even me at the time, I realized that was complete bullshit. Yet she was out there doing it. If she's willing to do that, and we know she's willing to do that, you have to ask yourself, what else is she willing to do in the Obama administration to take down evil Trump? I must have a browser open, and I'm listening to some dings on Facebook there. You just heard one. Isn't that fascinating? What else is she willing to do to take down evil Trump? And remember this, too. When we talk about Supreme Court nominees, when we talk about health care legislation, when we talk about Paul Ryan, when we talk about Mitch McConnell, when we talk about all these people, remember this. Because I'm a big Trump guy. I think he's fascinating. Not that he does everything right, because he doesn't. But he represents such a change from the normal state inside Washington, D.C. I don't know how many friends he has inside the Beltway, this Trump guy, this guy known as President Trump. He was not supposed to win. He took over the Republican Party. It was a hostile takeover, and it was ugly, and it was nasty. Can't believe we're 14 minutes into this podcast already. What I'm trying to say, and overlaying this intel thing here as we wrap up this podcast, is that when Susan Rice came out and said that it was a video that kicked off the whole Benghazi thing, they're trying to head fake you. They're trying to manipulate you so that you don't look too closely at maybe what their real failures are in the Mideast. And one of them was that President Obama's foreign policy was to go over to the Mideast and tell everybody, oh, you know, we're idiots too, and we're bad, and we're sorry about Iraq, and we're just like you. We have human rights violations too. You know, as if the plight of women or minorities in the United States is anything like it is in the Mideast. They thought if they went over and just said, we're crap, we're no better than you, that that would make the Muslims, the radical Muslims, like us. And what happened was that was not the case. The president was going, look, it's working. They love us now because we got rid of those awful Republicans. And if I just go over there and send Hillary over too, and she did the same thing. The president spoke at, Cairo University. I remember that speech. Hillary followed up by talking about how we mistreat women in the United States, and we've got our issues, and we're so sorry to be Americans. They thought that they could kind of waltz through the Mideast to make everything fine, and when Benghazi went south, they tried to head fake you out by saying it was about a video. You got to watch these people in D.C. This is why I'm doing a separate podcast today, just for you on this Thursday. What's today, the 6th? 7th? 6th, I guess. I'll do another one tomorrow. It's Joe Crummy. I want you to rate this podcast on iTunes. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Instagram as Crummy Joe. All right? Those are my evil thoughts. Turn up the music.